Dog Pound, watch all the latest training camp news and get behind-the-scenes coverage of your Cleveland Browns with the nightly comprehensive show, Training Camp Daily. Presented by PNC Bank on Sports Time Ohio tonight at 10:30 p.m. It's time to bark, Dog Pound. Joining us now in studio, live in the Dog Bowl in Berea, from CBS Sports, from the NFL Network, and he will, of course, be in the booth with Jim Donovan on the television broadcast, working as the analyst for the Browns preseason games. The great Solomon Wilcots is with us. What's up, Solomon?
Hey, man. Anytime I get to hang out with you guys and Vic, you know, we go way back. I'm ecstatic, and I hate to depart from the topic here because I was thinking about Vic the other day when – I saw our good friend Andre Reed go into the Hall of Fame, and he gave Vic a shout-out. Rightfully so. He's the great scribe of those great Bills teams. And I have been pulling for Andre for a long time. He's a dear friend, and I just want to say congratulations to Andre, but also to you, Vic, for helping with
big
that
process.
Big
weekend for Notorious.
Thank you. Yes. It really was a ball, and I've told Nathan this. It was a homecoming to see all – people become, you know, in this business, and I'm glad I can say this, you spend so many years, about 18 years I spent covering that team, being around that team. They become – part of your family, and it's no exaggeration. I mean, we had our ups and downs, of course, doing the job, covering the team. You're not part of the team, but
especially after, with Poli in there, right?
It was a lot of egos and a lot of hotheads. But I'll tell you what, when it all as time has passed,
it's
a love thing when you reunite, and that's what it was, a homecoming. And thank you for saying that. I'm very happy for Andre. He did a great job of conveying his
really
message
did.
And it was emotional and touching, and I got to spend a lot of time with his family too, and they were moved by it all. So
that was great.
A great weekend. It's my favorite weekend of the year.
Yeah.
It was good, the Hall of Fame. No, I love when you got a shout-out. I was texting, I was watching, I texted Vic. I'm like, look at that, big time.
My boy was texting me, Nathan, here all day and all
big
night.
Big weekend, it was exciting.
And you know, around the Hall of Fame time, I start pouring through all my notes, and then I'm reading that the Cleveland Browns are tied for fourth most players and coaches, of course. You got to give Paul Brown. Inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Not from the recent history.
That is, but here's the deal. That tradition is here, and that's something to build upon. And that's why we're all excited about the 2014 season. Don't you get the sense that something's gathering? Now, we hope that it's good, but I just feel the energy, and I think something positive is beginning right now before our very eyes.
I agree with you, and I certainly hope you are right about that. You took in practice today. What did you observe out there?
Well, I observed, obviously, where the defense had been really dominant. You know who looked good in practice today was Josh Gordon. Made a lot of plays.
Yes, I was like, it's a nice.
Maybe he heard something in these meetings that has
didn't he
inspired
have a bounce?
Him.
He did.
He really did. He looked good. And Miles Austin continued to look good. And I heard Coach Pett say after practice that that Brian Hoyer is doing a better job. He's sort of ahead of Johnny in the ability to anticipate wide receivers coming open. And there was a throw that Johnny had. He rolled out. And I saw Austin break past the cornerback. And the ball should have been out. And Hoyer didn't get it out. He scrambled a little bit, threw it out late, completed it down the field on a long pass to Miles Austin, had to come back to it. But that was clear evidence as to what Mike Pettine is talking about.
Sure.
I think we also need to understand there needs to be patience with Johnny Manziel. He's still growing and developing. But what we love, when this guy's get on the field, like on Saturday scrimmage, he loves the bright lights. He loves the big stage, and I'm encouraged by that.
He certainly does like the big stage and likes it. You know, that throw to Austin, though, there are very few guys that are going to be scrambling right and throw the ball all the way back across the field left and even make that or even attempt that throw.
And Nathan, I think that's a good point to bring up because I think we talk so much about Johnny Manziel that sometimes we miss out on just what the talent says, what our eyeballs tell.
Yeah.
He's got a great arm.
He does.
I mean, he,
the Travis Benjamin was chucked.
And he's accurate and he can throw it. And that's what quarterbacking is about. If you show up here and now we got to teach you how to throw, if we've got, he's not, doesn't have a strong arm, but he'll be okay. No, the great quarterbacks show up with that ability. You covered Jim Kelly, Hall of Fame quarterback. He came to town with the hose on that shoulder. He could sling it all up and down the field.
From the first throw of the first practice.
You said,
see
okay.
That, and that confirms it all. And,
Johnny has some of that.
Solomon Wilcots joins us from NFL Network, from SiriusXM NFL Radio, from CBS. And, of course, he will be alongside Jim Donovan, the preseason television coverage on KYC here of the Browns. So you're a defensive guy. When you watch these practices, which we have been watching from day one, dominated by defense, Give me some of the observations you see there. Just how good does this defense look to you, Sully?
They look very good. And you know I've been high on this defense for quite some time.
Yes.
Every year as they add more pieces, I become more enthralled with what I see. And now Justin Gilbert playing opposite of Joe Hayden. I've thought that Joe Hayden would have a breakout year one season ago, and he did. And I think he'll continue to play at a high level. But Gilbert gives them another weapon. This kid's got some swagger to him. He's got a confidence about him that's going to allow him to play well early. Will he get beat? Yes. And that's when you find out what you really got, because as we saw when Joe Hayden was a young corner, when you get beat, does he hang his head? Joe didn't. Joe always fought back. I love the way he always fought back. And I think Justin Gilbert has that, but he gives him a chance to play so well. They had, 40 sacks 1 year ago? They were able to get to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. You and I both know where they needed to improve 1 year ago was down inside the red zone.
Yep.
Their third down efficiency they needed to improve. Oh. And they needed to get better at taking the ball away.
Yep.
I think this – having a better back end, because I think this secondary will be much improved with a Dante Whitner or Justin Gilbert. I just think they're going to be so much better in terms of their depth at cornerback that now they can get more pressure on the quarterback and hopefully it leads to more turnovers. That to me is the real telling stat that allows you to play at a high level on defense.
Hey, you got to be able to take the football away. Joined by Solomon Wilcott. Solomon, you talk about Justin Gilbert and the confidence. He's going to need that because he's going to be tested. When you're playing opposite Joe Hayden, the ball is going to be coming your way. Does that kind of help his maturation process to know that he's going to be after it and get more reps than maybe he would normally?
One way or another, they say that which doesn't kill us makes us better. And so, yeah, he's going to be tested for sure. I like to believe that he's coming into a team that was different when Joe Hayden joined the Browns. Remember how young they were defensively? There weren't many guys in that huddle who could help Joe out. Joe had to kind of figure it out. I think in this sense, Justin Gilbert's surrounded by veteran players like a Joe Hayden, a Dante Whitner, a Carlos Dansby, mm-hmm. guys that can say, hey, look, yeah, they got you, but here's what we can do better around you, and you're going to make that play next time. They can tell him what to do or what he did wrong to help with that maturation process. So, yes, he's going to be tested. But they have, I think, better players in the huddle that even if you slip and don't quite do things right, they don't get you because maybe Jabal Sheard came away with a sack.
Right.
When you slipped and fell down, your guy got open. So it's not magnified nearly as much when you are in the huddle with other guys who can really play at a high level.
Solomon, you've more so than any other national analyst, you've spent so much time around this team. And no, I say it in a way that because you can compare and contrast and it can actually hold a lot of water because you know exactly what you've seen in the past. So to take this back to just the previous two head coaches, let's just talk about Pat Shurmur. You were around him a lot in those practices. Then Rob Chudzinski for the one season. So now it is Mike Pettine's team. What about this team under Mike Pettine strikes you that gives you the definitive sense that, okay, this is different this year with this guy, and define what you see?
With the last two coaches, Coach Shurmur and Coach Chudzinski, what you had were offensive coaches. Offensive coaches usually gear the practice that's totally skewed to help the offense. What does that look like? I remember Coach Shurmur getting into it with Joe Hayden saying, let him catch the ball. I remember Joe was like, wait a minute, I'm not letting him catch the ball. I remember that confrontation. And being an old defensive back myself, I'm thinking, you know, that's why I love defensive coaches. Bill Belichick is one of those guys. Let's just put that out there. Mike Tomlin is one of those guys. Their practices, much like what I've seen here with Coach Pettine, is saying, you know what? We're not giving any quarter. We're not giving anyone anything. Everyone's going to compete, and you're going to have to earn it. Receivers, if you catch the ball, you will know that you not only can you catch it in the game, you can catch it anywhere at any time because we're going to push you. We're not giving you anything. That's what we love about football. So whenever you typically had the offensive coaches, it was give my guy room to catch the ball because I got to see my quarterbacks look great in practice. I got to see my receivers look great. Pett shows up saying, if you look great, it's going because you earned it.
Right.
And isn't that what football is about? That's
yes.
why I'm telling you, you know, we talked about this. Mm-hmm. The Browns have looked for coaches high and low and searched everywhere. I think by hook or crook, they got it right with this guy. I like this coach. I think he brings all the fundamental principles. And just in working with the secondary, for instance, I asked him after the scrimmage, about the penalty flags called on the defensive backs for holding.
Right.
He said on Monday we're putting them in boxing gloves. He said we're going to break them of that habit of playing with their hands. Defensive back position is supposed to be played with the feet. You cover with your footwork, not by grabbing, reaching, and tugging, because that's going to be called even more this year. And so I love the fact that he's got answers. Good, smart coaches, when there's a problem presented, they immediately have answers to help players get better. That's what Mike Pettine brings to the table.
Yep.
And you saw that the DBs out there today in the boxing gloves.
There you go.
We've talked to a bunch of them about that, and they like it. They think it makes them have their technique, and they cover with their feet and their eyes, as they were saying now, which is good. You know, Mike Pettine seems to, and I'm glad you said this, but he does seem to be the right fit here, and the players really seem to buy into him. Everybody who comes in here, often unsolicited, say how much they like him. They like the style of his camp, that he will get on you when he needs to. The communication is clear, but he'll also let you have some fun, some competition. They've responded to him, and it certainly is a different, and I don't have the tenure that you do here or that you do, Vic, but compared to last year, the players didn't go out of their way to comment on things the way they're going out of their way to comment and heap praise on the way Mike Pettine is doing things.
It's genuine. Mike's not here to win any popularity contest. No. You know that. I think if you spend five minutes with him, you know what you're getting from him. It's real. And he knows that it's about the long haul. He knows that they've got to win games. That's the only thing that's going to work. And you know, being with Rex Ryan, I could tell he's got that sense of how to make players better. I've always said that every NFL player, you know what they want to do? They want to go to Pro Bowls, they want to win Super Bowls, and they want to make a lot of money along the way, but they know that that comes with playing well. So, okay, how do you play well? They're looking for coaches. Make me better. Can you make me better? If you can make me better, I'm all in. If you can't make me better, you lost me.
Right.
Whether it's week three, week five, week 10, they know immediately. These players have been around the game so long, they know immediately who can make them better. And there you have it.
That's what it's all about.
There you go.
Yeah.
Solomon Wilcott's joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are in the Dog Bowl. And Solomon, you're here basically for the rest of this week because you did some NFL Network duty today. You're going to do some stuff for us for ClevelandBrowns.com through the rest of the week. And then, of course, on the broadcast. Now, let's talk about that. This will be your first year in the booth. You'll be working with Jim Donovan, who, of course, longtime voice of the Browns on radio. And then in the preseason, he takes to TV, as you will be doing with KYC. Give me a feel for this. You're a veteran of broadcasting, but to do something with a specific team when you're overall the rest of the year, you're a national guy. Give me the mindset that goes into handling those duties.
You know, I've been covering the NFL for 21 years, and I've covered PGA Tour events. I've covered the NCAA Final Four. I've covered NBA. I've covered Major League Baseball. I have covered, for seven seasons, I did the New Orleans Saints preseason games. Never played one down for the Saints. And I think the elephant in the room, we all know, is that I played in the National Football League for the Bengals and for the Steelers, as well as the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
And so when it was announced that I would be doing these preseason games, it was not lost on me that the Browns fans came out in droves.
It wasn't lost on them either.
And I knew it, and I knew that would happen because I know how much they love their team. And I know how much they love Bernie.
Yeah,
but I do know that we have all worked for different teams, have we not?
Right. Yeah. Right.
And absolutely. At the end of the day, we are huge fans of football.
Right.
And I have to. I can't echo enough how close I am with Ozzie Newsome, with Ernest Biner, with Hanford Dixon, with Frank Minifield. Felix Wright's a very good friend of mine. All of us earned respect playing in tough, hard-nosed games against one another. When this team was very good here in Cleveland, and our team in Cincinnati was very good. And then we go other places. We end up playing with one another. And then when we're done playing, we become even better friends. So these are relationships that have grown over years. And every time I go to Baltimore, Ozzie Newsome and I, we sit in his office. We just talk about the old times, talk about now. I admire the job that he's done. And so while we're huge fans of the teams we played for, we're bigger fans of the game. We want to see people succeed. I've talked about people in this building that I'm as close to as anywhere in the NFL. I want to see them succeed. I want to see this town and team succeed. I remember what it was like when you walked into the old Cleveland Municipal Stadium, and it just brought back all the ghost of all those great teams that played there. You had to go in there and fight the fans and the team in order to win a game. And so we want to see those things return, and that's what I want to bring to the table. This team is trying to do big things. They asked me to bring a national feel to the call of preseason games, which you know can go either way. It can be one-sided. I don't plan on being a fan when I call the game. While I'm a fan internally and rooting for players, I think from a big picture view, from a macro view, I have to really just root for a good game, good players succeeding, and more importantly, just give it to the fans in a real straight manner so that they're educated and learning not just what they're seeing, but why players are being successful, what the coaches are doing with Johnny Manziel or Brian Hoyer, to give them information that they can live by.
I love it. Yeah, great stuff, Salvin. We certainly look forward to that. I look forward to working with you tomorrow. We're going to do some stuff from ClevelandBrowns.com and preview this game against Detroit. We could have you in here all day, but thank you so much for being with us, and certainly happy to have you as a member of the Browns family.
Well, thank you for having me, guys. Absolutely. It's always been great, and even before the preseason thing happened, Vic knows that I've always been willing to work with him and do anything you guys need, and I appreciate it.
No, we love it because you do bring the knowledge, and again, I know this, Browns fans – you know, get over the fact that he was a former Bengal or a former Steeler. You're going to get really good analysis. Right. You're going to enjoy it. And with in partnering with Jim Donovan, the best in the business,
he's great.
You guys are going to make a great team. So
thank you.
Thank you and welcome. I love having you here. Solomon Wilcots, of course, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll get into some of your tweets that you've sent to @Browns_daily or @NathanSegura or @VicCarucci on a Football Tuesday, ESPN 850 WKNR.